The SEC just killed the $25,000 day trading rule that stood for 25 years. The SEC approved FINRA's proposal to eliminate the pattern day trader, PDT rule, on April 14, 2026, scrapping the $25,000 minimum account balance that has blocked smaller traders from making more than 3-day trades per rolling 5-day window since 2001. The replacement intraday margin requirements under an amended Rule 4210 that assess actual position risk instead of enforcing a flat dollar threshold. A rule from the dot-com hangover FINRA introduced the PDT designation and its $25,000 minimum in 2001 after the dot-com crash left a trail of retail accounts blown up by overleveraged day trading. The logic was blunt. If you cannot keep $25,000 in your brokerage account, you should not be trading more than 3 times a week. For 25 years, that number never changed. It did not adjust for inflation, which would put it above $44,000 in 2026 dollars. It did not account for the arrival of commission-free trading, fractional shares, or spot crypto ETFs. A retail trader with a $10,000 account who wanted to buy and sell Bitcoin ETF shares 4 times in a week was flagged the same way a 2001 day trader leveraging penny stocks on margin was. FINRA's board approved the amendment in September 2025. The SEC's sign-off on April 14th makes it official. What replaces it? The new framework drops the binary $25,000 gate and replaces it with intraday margin calculations tied to position size. Instead of asking, does this account have $25,000? Brokers will ask, does this account have enough margin to cover the actual risk of its open positions? In practice, a trader maintaining a 25% margin on their intraday positions can keep trading regardless of account size. A $5,000 account day trading $15,000 worth of spot Bitcoin ETF shares would need roughly $3,750 in margin, well within the account's equity. Under the old rule, that same trader would have been locked out after 3 round trips. Traders who fail to meet intraday margin calls have 5 business days to deposit funds. If they do not, the account is restricted to cash-only transactions for 90 days. The implementation window brokers are not flipping the switch tomorrow. The SEC filing gives firms 45 days from FINRA's official notice to begin implementation, with up to 18 months for full adoption across all platforms. That puts the outer boundary somewhere around October 2027, though major brokerages with existing real-time margin systems will likely move faster. Robinhood, Interactive Brokers, and Schwab already calculate intraday margin in real time for options and futures. Extending that to equity day trades is an infrastructure task, not a conceptual one. Smaller brokers that relied on the PDT rule as a blunt compliance shortcut face more work. Why crypto traders should pay attention. The PDT rule never applied to crypto exchanges. Coinbase, Kraken, and Binance do not restrict how many times you can buy and sell BTC in a day. But the rule applied to every spot crypto ETF traded on a U.S. exchange, and those products now account for tens of billions in daily volume. A retail trader with $8,000 who wanted to day trade BlackRock's IBIT or Fidelity's FBTC had to either keep $25,000 in their brokerage account or limit themselves to 3 round trips per week. That created an odd asymmetry. Unlimited trades on Coinbase, 3 per week on Schwab, for the same underlying asset. That asymmetry is now gone. Smaller accounts can trade spot Bitcoin, Ethereum, and Solana ETFs as frequently as their margin allows. For the growing number of retail traders who split activity between crypto-native exchanges and traditional brokerages, the friction between the two worlds just dropped. The timing also matters for tokenized stock trading. The NASDAQ pilot program for blockchain-settled equities launched in March. Crypto exchanges like Bybit already offer tokenized stock products. As the line between crypto and equity trading blurs, removing the PDT barrier means traders can access both sides without a capital floor designed for a different era. What it does not change, the rule change does not eliminate margin risk. A $3,000 account day trading $12,000 in leveraged positions can still get margin called and restricted. The new system replaces a blunt barrier with a more granular one, but the underlying mechanics of margin debt remain the same. It also does not change the tax treatment of frequent trading. Short-term capital gains rates still apply to positions held under a year, and the wash sale rule still applies to securities, though not yet to crypto, a gap Congress is likely to close under the Clarity Act framework. And the change is U.S. only. Traders in the EU, UK, and most Asian markets never had PDT restrictions in the first place. This brings U.S. equity markets closer to the access standards that the rest of the world already operates under.